This is Wayne McLean, 433-3121. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hi.
Just some brief points that I wanted to bring up about your subject today. I've done some study on the effects of marijuana, read many reports on it, both agreeing with some of the studies that you've quoted and disagreeing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've concluded that the major negative effects of the drug, specifically the social effects, and as they would result, you know, where government should be involved, result directly from the drug being illegal. To bring up some of the points, like here, with the drug illegal, here is what happens. Number one, as one gentleman pointed out already, you don't know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
The increased risk in buying and selling the drug makes it profitable to drug dealers who illegally deal in them and forces users to deal with what you might call questionable people who are already forced into being in an illegal situation, may be involved in other illegal activities or dealing in other illegal drugs that are much more harmful. Another issue is that with the drug illegal, it has to be smoked by most people and cannot be taken in the pill form. Most of the health hazards that relate to THC are because of the smoke, and they're usually lung-related or heart-related because of the smoke, just as with cigarettes.
Yeah. So in other words, you would see room for selling this thing over the counter like you would sell a decongestant or something in tablet form.
Well, that's very true, because the point is the presence of other supposedly proven harmful drugs like alcohol and cigarettes. You keep this drug illegal, you're creating an unjust segregation of one faction in society. Making the drug illegal solves absolutely nothing. It's a law designed to protect the individual from himself, not from others. That's where law has to be involved. If it was proven that the use of marijuana drove people crazy and they ran out in the street and started presenting themselves as a threat to others, then I think that the government would have a very strong case.
What about it when the use of alcohol, when somebody gets behind the wheel of a car, or this...
I agree with you there. That should be outlawed totally. But you don't outlaw alcohol, you outlaw the user, the driver. What is happening in many court cases is that because a person is under the influence of some drug, like alcohol or marijuana, it almost seems to be an excuse to be relieved of the responsibility of what happened afterwards because the person was, quote, not in full control of himself and therefore cannot be held responsible. That's nonsense. He's in full control of himself from the moment he initially takes that drug. And
so are
you should deal with him according to the actions he does under that influence, not to the drug itself.
So you're in complete favor, then, of not just decriminalization, but legalization.
I don't see a difference. If something's not a criminal act, then it's legal. I cannot see where they say, well, we're going to decriminalize it, but not legalize it. If that's a play on words, that's...
Well, no, it means different things. You're removing it from the federal criminal code under the Narcotics Control Act, I believe, and putting it under the jurisdiction of the Food and Drug Act, which is not a criminal offense, carrying with it a record.
Oh, that is a move in the right direction, certainly. But all we're doing is we're dealing with the subject in a rather different terminology and through a different bureaucracy.
Who would sell the dope if it were legalized, in your view?
Who would sell it?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Anybody who would have it in mind to sell it, I couldn't really judge on.
So you wouldn't want, if it were legalized, you wouldn't want it distributed as alcohol is by the government?
I don't like to see alcohol distributed by the government when it comes right down to that.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing about the use of cannabis, which people seem to want to avoid, is that the reason people use it is for relaxation, entertainment, and it gives pleasure. Regardless of what health risks are associated with it, the people that use these drugs, and I'm talking about cigarettes and alcohol too,
mm-hmm.
they see that there's a risk to their health, and they're fully conscious of that risk, but they're willing to take that risk in order to increase their pleasure or quality of life as they see it at any given moment.
And what happens when they get hooked on it and then become a burden to society?
Well, what would make them become a burden to society when they become hooked on it? First,
if someone consumes a great deal of alcohol and becomes an alcoholic, right, and that person subsequently loses his or her job, then they are in a situation where they have to require unemployment insurance benefits and or welfare.
Well, there you're getting into an entirely different subject, and you're talking about the problems that you encounter in a socialized society when other people are forced to take on the responsibilities that certain individuals cannot maintain for themselves. But that would be getting into a completely different subject. I would just question what the actual government motivation would be behind outlawing a drug like marijuana or alcohol, as they try in the states during prohibition, since they are laws to protect individuals from themselves. And...
Okay, we'll leave it there, Bob. I've got others waiting.
Okay, wait.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Steve.